one form or another, she picked up a fucking telephone. You pay taxes. Every time you put a dime in that pay telephone, so much of that money went out to the CIA to murder our black babies across the goddamn world. Every time you bought an ice cream cone, every time you bought a McDonald's sandwich, it took out so much for tax, for napalm to drop on our babies. You think about that, and after a while, you won't miss McDonald's. I'll tell you, it'll be only a passing fancy. It'll slide over your head, just like wind and water off a duck's back. You can't keep these little momentary things, but when you really think, and quit putting yourself up above as a plus, and get down to that zero consciousness. When you really crucify your old self and lay down everything but the revolution of socialism, and whenever you think of what you think you ought to have, you will think about the daddy who never had anything, God damn it, had to fight all through the wilds of Zimbabwe, Rhodesia, and get his family from place to place, terror in the night, and then have U.S. Army officers stand over him, torture him, beat him, and beat his daughter, and make her do that terrible act, and then leave her to face it. God damn such a system as that. And God damn such a bunch of people, white or black. It was right on the front page of the Chronicle. If you don't believe it, we'll drag it out of our files. Don't talk to me or they don't read it. Your people can read it if they want to. It was on every TV. It's like a circus. They didn't put it there because they were interested in justice. People like to read about blood. They like to read about sensation. There was a sexual sublimation in seeing that man, a black man, have his balls cut off. They aren't interested in justice, and the people don't give a damn. And I don't give a fuck about Americans who don't give a goddamn. I don't give a fuck about them. They know the way. They know the way through the wilderness. They heard it all through the goddamn land. I went from city to city and pushed my ass when I thought I couldn't hold my head up. So fuck them all. They know where to find us. If they want to die there, sell out, that's their business. But I'd rather die young. If it meant death, which we now have a great prospect of life, but I tell you, I would not trade places with them, not for a second. And it ought to be easy for me to talk, because I had an offer of $7.5 million, babies, to sell you all down the goddamn river. And you never in your born days are going to get 7,500, probably, much less 7.5 million. So if I can say it's all empty, it's not worth betraying people, you ought to find it easy, I think. Now, sister, you got someone here that's talking about leaving.